Yo, what's good? Welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be covering a poetry collection called Love Her Wild. This is a collection of poetry written by a famous Instagrammer known as by the name of Atticus. That's his tag. His identity of who he actually is unidentified. He likes to keep it secret, and so everyone just knows him as Atticus. And he wrote this collection of poetry. So over the course of years, he posts various Instagram photos with captions that he has come up with, essentially symbolizing and appreciating all aspects of life. So this poetry collection is split up into three different components. There is the love section, there is the her section, and there is the wild section. So that, you know, makes the title Love Her Wild. So those are the three categories, and essentially each chapter is just a collection of poetry relating to that certain theme. So today I'm gonna go through some of my favorite lines and quotes and kind of just talk about what it means to me. The beautiful thing about young love is the truth in our hearts that it will last forever. This is true. This is something that we've all experienced. You know, everyone has experienced something, whether it's love or passion. You know, at a young age, we all find and feel as if, you know, the first love or the first thing you have passion for is going to last forever. And many times it does. And that kind of represents the appreciation for being young. The next one is, there's too much risk in loving, the young boy said. No, said the old man, there's too much risk in not. This is the kind of idea of, to me, this kind of means that the idea of how fear plays into our life and that how a lot of people don't do things for the fear of being fearful. When in reality, if you don't do what you want to do because you're feared, you actually live with regret. And to me, living with regret is worse than living with fear. The next one is, we are all born free and spend a lifetime becoming slaves to our own false truths. This is kind of a societal quote. You know, we are born free. That part represents that, you know, when you're young, you don't really know what's going on. You aren't influenced. And over time, it says, you know, become slaves to your own false truths. You know, society, people around you, they kind of put things in your head. And, you know, as you grow up, your world is created. And sometimes you can live in these false truths of how you look or how you act or what you want to be. Next one is, I would rather have a body full of scars and a head full of memories than a life of regrets and perfect skin. This is kind of going with the idea of society and that, you know, too many people try to live life being perfect and don't take risks because they want things to be, you know, a certain way, when in reality life is about taking risks and making those mistakes. But enjoying the process in doing so. The next one is, it was never the way she looked, always the way she was. I would have fallen in love with her with my eyes closed. This is a very important piece to me because it represents one of the key things about love. You know, it's very cliche to say, you know, looks don't matter, it's all about the personality. But in reality, it's something that many people don't value when they should. You know, I feel that this quote is something everyone should live by. You know, you should love your friends, family, your significant other, for who they are and not how they look. She wanted to be rich and she looked good on a yacht, but I wanted a girl that looked good by a campfire with freckles like sparks to stain the ashy sky. This is also another important one because it represents kind of this idea of, you know, some people value money, some people value fame, some people value, you know, all the attention, when reality it's the little things that actually spark true happiness in us. You know, it's kind of the idea that money can't buy happiness. That's what this quote means to me. And a lot of while reading this collection of poetry, I noticed that one of the main purposes was to allow for the readers to almost in a sense value the little things in life and appreciate the smaller things, such as this one. It's not the fear of losing them that scares us. It's that we have given them so many of our pieces that we fear losing ourselves when they are gone. This is a very strong one. This one kind of represents that when you love someone, you surrender your soul in a sense to where you invite them and you exchange a lot of different things about your life. And in a sense, with your significant other, you not only, you know, take things from them and take their advice and whatnot, but, you know, you also give them a part of you. You know, that's part about sharing love, is sharing yourself. So a lot of times people fear losing them, but they don't want to lose themselves as well in the process. And the next one is, it took me a long time to realize that I am happiest not at the parties or the dinners or the shows, but at home with you and just our books, our movies, and our tea. And whenever we go, for now and forever, we will bring this happy with us. For home lives inside us now, wherever together we go. This one is also another powerful one. Again, appreciating and letting the reader really appreciate the little things. Not worrying about the money, the fame, all of that, the glamour, but I'm trying to help the reader understand that true happiness lies within the little things that we don't often notice. The last one is, if I had all the treasure in the world, I would follow my dreams, play with my children, and spend time with my wife. No, said the old man. If you followed your dreams, played with your children, and spent time with your wife, you would have all the treasure in the world. This is something similar to the one that I just read, but this is talking about the significance of fulfillment in life, and that the path to true fulfillment in your life is by doing those things such as spending time with your family, loving your wife. And it's not all about the treasure. It's not about the end goal of having the money. True treasure and what people should truly value is the people around them and the happiness they bring and the happiness you bring to them. Those are all the quotes that I have for now. This was definitely one of my favorite things that I've read so far. Although I'm not a big fan of poetry collection, I was very shocked in a sense of how well it captured a lot of the things that I feel right now. I would highly recommend this for anyone that is interested in a poetry collection, specifically about romance. And it's one of those collections that you know, you read and you reread and you reread it at different points in your life. Because to me, what was cool about this and that people will find if they read it is that it's like art. You have your own interpretations of these quotes and all these poems. And to me, that's what's cool, right? Like, I might have different interpretations later in my life, you know, 20 years from now, about the same quote that I just read. But right now, in my stage where I am in life, you know, it means, it means something, but it will mean something different in the future. So I'll definitely recommend this book. This will go under the poetry category. And yeah.